Police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing 17-year-old from Stark County. Cameron Kaiser was last seen Friday in Hills and Dales Village. Authorities say he does not have medication needed to prevent seizures, which could become fatal. The vehicle Kaiser was driving was later found abandoned in Akron. A missing person alert has been issued for Stark and several surrounding counties, including Columbiana and Mahoning. Anyone with information is urged to call 911 or the Hills and Dales Police Department at 330-837-9346. Alliance City Council will take up several issues during tonight's meeting. Members are expected to vote on a resolution declaring the collective bargaining agreement with the Federation of United Employees as expired, rejecting a proposed successor agreement, and withdrawing the city's voluntary recognition of the union. Council will also consider waiving the residency requirement for Safety Service Director Blaine Lewis, approve funding for a new sewer vacuum truck and two police cruisers, and honor outgoing Council President Art Garns for his 10 years of leadership. A four-vehicle crash closed part of Fulton Road in Jackson Township Sunday afternoon. Police and firefighters responded to the wreck near Meyer, where one vehicle ended up on its side. Seven people were evaluated at the scene, and one person was taken to an area hospital. Eastbound Fulton was closed for a time while crews cleared the scene and investigated the crash. A fund has been created to help families displaced by a Canton house explosion. Canton for All People has set up a fund to assist the four families affected by Thursday morning's blast on Bonnet Place Northeast. Donations will help provide temporary housing and eventual relocation for those who lost their homes. The explosion, which investigators believe was caused by a natural gas leak, left two men with severe burns who were taken to the Akron Children's Hospital burn unit. Awards were announced at the Greater Alliance Carnation Festival Community Luncheon Saturday. Jim and Karen Perrone received the Grand Parade Marshal Award. Patty Schaefer received the Favazzo Jeswald Founders Award. And David Williams was named Citizen of the Year. The main event is the movie at Maple Beach Park. Zootopia 2 will be shown at dusk, weather permitting. The used book sale continues at the Commons. An author event featuring Eric Litwin will begin at Maple Beach Park at 7. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell home will run from 1 to 4. The motorcyclist killed in a Tuscarawas County crash has been identified as 26-year-old Marcus Miller of Sugar Creek. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened shortly after 10:30 Sunday morning at State Route 39 and County Road 77 in Sugar Creek Township. Miller's motorcycle hit an SUV turning left, then collided with a second SUV. Miller died at the scene. Troopers say he was wearing a helmet. No one else was injured. The crash is under investigation. The Columbiana County Land Bank is getting state money to demolish blighted properties. The Land Bank has been awarded $230,000 through Ohio's Building Demolition and Site Revitalization Program. The funding will pay for the removal of 20 dilapidated structures in East Liverpool, Wellsville, and Salineville. 16 of those properties are in East Liverpool, where city officials say the demolitions will help clean up neighborhoods and create future development opportunities. East Palestine is taking another step toward normal operations following the 2023 train derailment. Village Council has given first reading to eliminate the Fire Department's administrative and EMS coordinator position, which was created to handle the extra workload after the disaster. According to the Morning Journal, Village Manager Antonio Diaz-Guy says the position was always intended to be temporary and is no longer needed as derailment-related demands have declined. An East Liverpool man is jailed after state troopers say he led them on a chase in a stolen vehicle following a reported assault in Beaver Township. Troopers found the stolen car Thursday morning, but the driver, identified as Robert Byrd, allegedly refused to stop. The chase ended when the vehicle stopped on Route 45 and Byrd ran into a cornfield. He was captured after a brief foot chase and arraigned Friday on charges including failure to comply and strangulation. He is due back in court Friday. Nearly 4.5 pounds of cocaine mailed from Puerto Rico has sent a Youngstown man to federal prison. Court documents say 42-year-old Gene Martinez picked up a package in January 2025 that contained more than 2,000 grams of cocaine and admitted he planned to distribute it. Martinez was sentenced to 188 months in prison after pleading guilty in April to attempted possession with intent to distribute cocaine. The Mahoning County Board of Elections is searching for a new location to move its operations. Officials say the former Bottom Dollar building on Glenwood Avenue is now a backup option as they consider another site in Youngstown. The Vindicator reports the board had previously selected the vacant grocery store for its offices and early voting center. Officials say the new location has enough space and parking, but they have not released the building's name. A Cuyahoga County jury has acquitted two men of murder in the death of a Warren man. Jurors on Friday found Nathaniel Crockett and John Armstrong not guilty of killing 46-year-old Javon King. They were found guilty of tampering with evidence and arson. Prosecutors say King's vehicle was set on fire in Cleveland in February 2025, and his body was discovered weeks later on the porch of an abandoned home in East Cleveland. The coroner ruled King died from a gunshot wound to the head. Authorities have not released a motive. Sentencing is set for tomorrow. Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno is calling on Congressman Max Miller to resign. In a social media post Sunday, Moreno said his former son-in-law should not serve in Congress and should seek professional help. Miller publicly denied domestic abuse allegations stemming from a custody dispute with Moreno's daughter. Miller, a Republican, represents Ohio's 7th District. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.